T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66
WFAN. Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be at 6:30 and 50 seconds to go right along with it Monday night on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Tom Lugauer, Paulie Rosenberg, Chris McMonagle, they, all of them on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a 3.5 hour Monday schmooze right up until Sal Licata. Sal, coming your way at 10 on your fan, New York City. So we sit here right now. It is, of course, the dog days of August. But the Yankees, the New York Yankees, the top dog, the Greyhound racing its way to October. A team you can measure in degrees, since only the temperature has a higher number than the Yankees, with Houston and everybody else in the game looking up at the Yankees. So, it's the dog days of August. And you will be barking up the wrong tree if you take the Metropolitans for granted. No longer a dog and pony show. A team that can bite and bark loud enough to hear them all the way from Kansas City. Shame on the Metropolitans Friday night, trying to win with only a Michael Conforto RBI, trying to win with Syndergaard having trouble gripping the ball in the humidity. Trying to win on Friday night with Brock loading the bases, trying to win with Diaz walking in one, then giving up another on a base hit. Trying to win, they were trying, with no Lugo, no Gazelman, and trying to win with a J.D. Davis calf scare, and trying to win when you leave the bases loaded in the ninth inning, and when they did not do on Friday night because every dog has its day. If the New York Metropolitans make it to October, they could be more a scary sight than any Halloween trick-or-treater you can name. And you can start and finish with DeGrom, or at least go 7 as he did on Saturday, and getting support from Lagares and Ramos, the bottom three in the lineup, 5-for-11, scoring all the four runs, and Wilson in the eighth inning, Lugo in the ninth inning. And after Friday night, order was finally restored on Saturday. Now, pardon the expression, but who let the dogs out on Sunday? If Wheeler was shaky, very shaky he was in the fourth, especially the fifth innings, let us note that the Metropolitans shook up the Royals in the seventh. And a half dozen runs later, game, set, and match, and series won on the road. They say it takes all of your roster to really win, and so, if on Saturday we saw the bottom three in the order with Bam, we saw the top four in the order with Boom. 11-for-18 with 9 RBIs and your rookie of the year to be with number 40. And what's next? Rosario in the outfield and Nito getting a hit. Here's what's next. The Indians and two games out from the second wild card. The New York Yankees know from Cleveland, and they know the distance between Baltimore and Cleveland is roughly 371 miles. But the Yankees know, in baseball speak, the distance between the two is light years. The Yankees found out on Thursday the Indians can score like the Browns, put up more points than the Cavaliers. So here's a quick quiz question. When was the last time the Yankees won a game without hitting a home run? The answer, once upon a time, on a Friday night in August 2019. Who needed home runs when you get RBI base hits from Sanchez and Torres and Puig in right field without a glove for a third run, more than enough, or better said, barely enough for the good Tanaka and the better Canley and Britton and Chapman to make Friday certainly a lot better than Thursday. The New York Yankees. The Yankees not only won on Saturday, but made breaking news. They introduced a brand new sabermetric. And that made as many headlines over the weekend than the Yankees with Paxton and the four homers winning on Saturday. And the looking like already retired Sabathia on Sunday. Well, of course, the brand new sabermetric introduced by the New York Yankees on Saturday is RAW, as in R-A-W. It stands for Roof Against Replacement. You know what happened on Saturday. Everybody's been talking about it since Saturday. Gardner, Brett Gardner, mature, sophisticated, thoroughly professional at all times. Brett Gardner so abused the dugout roof that immediately after the game, the roof, given the MRI, testing positive for dents beyond repair, and was immediately put on the 60-day IL, the New York Yankees, they then applied their brand new sabermetric, roof against replacement, and figured fixing the roof would not be cost effective. So, a new roof for Gardner to abuse will be put in place. And isn't it somewhat funny? The whole thing, the whole incident on Saturday got started when Maben took a ball called a strike. And that was the calm before the storm, because what followed got very loud, got very noisy, giving us the true definition to all hell breaking loose.
Somebody else just got thrown out. Brett Gardner just got ejected by Phil Cussie. He was slamming his bat on the roof of the dugout, and Phil Cussie ejected Gardner, and somebody else, CC, just got the heave-ho. They're throwing Yankees out left and right. There may not be anybody left.
It's over.
Nothing is over. Nothing. You just don't turn it off. It wasn't my war. You asked me, I didn't ask you. And I did what I had to do to win. If somebody wouldn't let us win.
Hey, shut up.
You put that howling down there and go to bed.
You want to say, why are my gloves out there?
You shut up. You're going to get the law on you.
Stay on
a woman and then call her back, because she ain't going to come.
Listen,
I hope they haul you in.
Shut the hell up.
So sorry to interrupt.
And I come back to the world, and I see all those maggots at the airport, protesting me, spitting, calling me Lady Joe and all kinds of bad crap. Who are they to protest me, huh? Who are they? Unless they've been me, they've been there, and know what the hell they're yelling about.
Hey, Stella!
Savages, all of them savages. Boone and Gardner and CeCe, who was inactive. How do you get thrown out of a game when you're inactive? Not until Sunday. And he didn't look very active on Sunday either. But savages, what is it? Boone, Gardner, and CeCe on Saturday and inactive on Saturday and Sunday, as well as I say, given the boot. And here comes Boone for a second time. And Brett Gardner, wait a minute, hold on, what is going on with him? And here is Gardner, and the coach is coming out to separate Gardner from, in this order, himself, Ben May, the rookie fill-in home plate umpire, Phil Cuzzi, and Tom Hallion, to name three. Just a sudden thought. What if Gardner wasn't held back? What was he going to do with any of the umpires, especially Cuzzi? Was he going to beat a 55-year-old man up? What was he going to do? He had to be held back. Stay in the dugout. People think you're on roid rage. Well, what a tag, and just think for a second, what a tag team you could have. Boone versus May, Gardner versus Cuzzi, CeCe and Hallion. It was a great, great Saturday afternoon. Now, the first time all of this happened with the Savages and with the bat with the roof, it was fun. And it lit up the crowd, it lit up the team, it lit up Major League Baseball, and everybody gave kudos. We are not worthy to Boone for firing up the team, and even with the Gardner. But after like two, three times already, when is enough enough? And yes, umpires do hold grudges. Not a good thing for the Yankees. Gardner better get control of himself, number one, and number two, just use that bat to have the kind of year you are having at the age of 36, 37, having his best season with that bat. So it was great theater, great entertainment. The first time around, he says again, Gardner going after the roof, but time to give it a rest, Brett. Time for Gardner to stay inside his skin, or comparisons will be made to the roid rage. Gardner doesn't have to grow up, just get smart, play hard, and show that rage on the field where he has been having a terrific season is really what he ought to be concentrating on? I think so.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.